Chapter 13. A pair of binoculars scanning the London night skyline. Idly, curious, snooping. A little look here, a little look there. Just seeing what's going on. Anything interesting, anything useful. The binoculars settle on the back of one particular house, attracted by a slight movement. One of those large, late Victorian villas, probably flats now. Lots of black iron drain pipes. Green rubber dustbins. But dark. Nope, nothing. The binoculars are just moving onwards when another slight movement catches in the moonlight. The binoculars refocus very slightly, trying to find a detail, a hard edge, a slight contrast in the darkness. The mist has lifted now and the darkness glistens. They refocus a very, very little more. There it is, something, definitely, only this time a little higher up, maybe a foot or so, maybe a yard. The binoculars settle and relax. Steady, trying for the edge, trying for the detail. There. The binoculars settle again. They have found their mark, straddled between a windowsill and a drainpipe. It is a dark figure, splayed against the wall, looking down, looking for a new foothold, looking upwards, looking for a ledge. The binoculars peer intently. The figure is that of a tall, thin man. His clothes are right for the job, dark trousers, dark sweater, but his movements are awkward and angular. Nervous. Interesting. The binoculars wait and consider, consider and judge. The man is clearly a rank amateur. Look at his fumbling, look at his ineptitude. His feet slip on the drainpipe, his hands can't reach the ledge. He nearly falls, he waits to catch his breath. For a moment, he starts to climb back down again, but seems to find that even tougher going. He lunges again for the ledge and this time catches it. His foot shoots out to steady himself and nearly misses the pipe. Could have been very nasty indeed. But now the way is easier and progress is better. He crosses to another pipe, reaches a third floor window ledge, flirts briefly with death as he crawls painfully onto it, and makes the cardinal error and looks down. He sways briefly and sits back heavily. He shades his eyes and peers inside to check that the room is dark, and sets about getting the window open. One of the things that distinguish the amateur from the professional is that this is the point when the amateur thinks it would have been a good idea to bring along something to prise the window open with. Luckily for this amateur, the householder is an amateur too, and the sash window slides grudgingly up. The climber crawls with some relief inside. He should be locked up for his own protection, think the binoculars. A hand starts to reach for the phone. At the window, a face looks back out and for a moment is caught in the moonlight. And then it ducks back inside to carry on with its business. The hand stays hovering over the phone for a moment or two, while the binoculars wait and consider, consider and judge. The hand reaches instead for the A to Z street map of London. There is a long, studious pause, a little more intent binocular work, and then the hand reaches for the phone again, lifts it, and dials.